Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, let's start with this story. John Jackson quoting Billy Idol with a rebel yell. He cried, "More, more, more." John, first off, great to see you. The Joker from X in the house with us here. What's going on?
Mortis, sir, and you quoting that with a rebel yell. He cried, "More." That is beautiful. There's been a lot of criticism out there now of Pam Bondi for a while. Why aren't you getting on top of this stuff going on at these campuses? These Hamasniks, who are just the latest iteration of BLM, Antifa, and the climate people. They're paid protesters and paid rioters. Why aren't you getting on top of this? Well, they finally did. They finally are starting going after some of these people. I'm seeing Leo Terrell all over TV now, and they got one.
Yeah, here we go. So this guy's name, he's a former graduate student at Columbia University. And Columbia University has kind of been ground zero for the pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizer. I don't even call them protests because these are mobs that are shutting down the campus, blocking entrance to the campus. They're not even students, a lot of them anymore, the ones that are being arrested. They're intimidating, threatening, and harassing Jewish students in particular on these college campuses. But this guy, Mahmoud Khalil, is not even a United States citizen. He apparently has been organizing a lot of these pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizing activities, shutting down the Columbia University campus. But, dude, you're not even a United States citizen. Get the heck out of here. You're going back where you came from. And that's what the Trump administration is doing right now. Apparently, this guy was arrested by ICE 2 days ago. But the funny part of this story is, John, I was talking earlier about how a liberal judge is trying to stop ICE from deporting Khalil. And so the judge is trying to get Khalil back in his courtroom tomorrow in New York. But apparently Khalil is no longer in New York.
Yeah, that is the rumor. That is what people are putting out there is that I do not have this confirmed. But according to sources, he was immediately transferred down to Louisiana to a holding facility down there. And so this New York judge is trying to, you know, halt the deportation. Now, I don't know how the Trump administration will answer this. But technically, now that he's down in Louisiana, the New York judge has nothing to say about it. And here's a big old megaphone for everybody against all the talking points out there. You do not have a right to a visa or a green card.
It's a privilege.
Yep. That can be revoked from you at any time for any kind of bad behavior that you engage in. So
and supporting a terrorist group like Hamas and organizing events to blockade our college campuses and threaten, harass, and intimidate Jewish students. Yeah, how many more strikes do you need before you're out? You're out of here. And, strip away the green card, student visa, whatever the status is. It is a privilege for you to be in this country. You don't get the right to do this to our students, our kids. And pull this type of anti-Semitic nonsense in the United States of America. All right, lots to talk about here with John Jackson, the Joker from X. Plus, we're taking your phone calls and more. Back right after this.
It's March 11th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Worship of Tools Day. Whether you're a professional repairman or just a handyman who works around your home, you should own and know how to take care of a basic set of tools. Chances are you may already have some tools laying around where you live. So take the time to go out to your shed or garage or down into your basement and organize and clean your tools, and if need be, buy some new ones. Also on this date, in 1892, the very first March Madness game is played in Springfield, Massachusetts, as a crowd of 200 were on hand at the Armory Hill YMCA for the first public basketball game. The final score? The students beat the teachers 5-1. And in 1918, U.S. Army mess cook Private Albert Gitchell of Fort Riley, Kansas, becomes the first documented case of Spanish flu. The global pandemic would go on to claim the lives of more than 50 million people. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
It's tax time, which means scammers are out in force trying to get your money. I'm Ginny Cosolda with your Fox Business Tax Tip after this.
From around the world to Washington to your own backyard, if a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Tax season is the prime time for phone, email, and text scams.
It's a threatening phone call. People get scared and they end up paying.
Adam Levin, author of Swiped and founder of Cyber Scout, says the IRS does not make threatening phone calls. If there's a dispute, you're notified by mail.
You read it. It tells you what the issue is. You have a right to challenge it. You can call them and talk to them about it.
And the IRS never demands immediate payment. Record the number and report it to the IRS. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so John and I just talked about one of the good news stories already here this morning, where you've got, hey, now the federal government is finally saying, okay, enough of this, you know, Adam Schiff. If you are a guest in this country, as John mentioned, it's not a right. It is a privilege. If you are not a non-citizen of the United States, you don't get to come here and prop up terrorist groups and basically launch this insurgency against the United States of America, shut down our college campuses, intimidate and harass Jewish students, and then think that you just get to continue to stay here in this country. I mean, it's unbelievable that this was tolerated for as long as it has been tolerated. John, the other good news story, well, there's several of them here today, of course, but the other big good news story is the CBP One app. Joe Biden basically created the CBP One app to make it easier for illegal aliens to invade this country and then to stay in this country. Now they are repurposing the CBP One app to be a self-deportation app. Just brilliant.
And they've repurposed it and given it almost an amnesty feature, in that they're saying if you'll go ahead, get up on this app and self-deport, you can there preserve your right in the future to be eligible to come back in as a legal alien. If you don't, if we catch you out there, you're going. And one more point I wanted to make on this, Mahmoud Khalil, is...
You gotta clear your throat. There you go. Mahmoud Khalil. There you go.
Is you noticed the other night at Trump's speech, we couldn't get Democrats to stand up for little boys with cancer or parents who've had their children or loved ones killed by illegal aliens. But now they finally found someone that Democrats will stand up and cheer for, because the entire left wing out there is wanting this Mahmoud Khalil turned loose and back out on the streets to terrorize people and preach his pro-Hamas and anti-Jewish rhetoric.
Well, they wouldn't, they're standing for this guy. You're right. Yeah, they wouldn't stand for all these incredible Americans at President Trump's address the other day, but they'd stand for this guy. But they took a knee for George Floyd, you know, who held a gun to a pregnant lady's, head and so much more. By the way, did you see they're now removing the Black Lives Matter Plaza in Washington, D.C.? They've got construction workers. They're basically destroying this whole BLM Plaza in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital.
Dude, I was like Beetlejuice watching that video, watching them rip up that BLM mural on that street down there. I was like, I've watched this thing 57 times, and it keeps getting funnier every time. Oh, my God, how gorgeous is that? We are taking all of your crap down. Guess who's in charge now? And we're putting it right. We're going to smear it right back in your faces, just like you did us.
You know how, like, if you have an app on your phone, like if you have the Montana Talks app on your your phone and you don't want to get notifications, you can just turn off the notifications, right? Now, we don't blast you with too much junk on our Montana Talks app. Some of the other apps out there, I can't speak for them, but at least on the Montana Talks one, we've really tried not to blast you with too many notifications. But here's what I want them to do with the CBP One app, if they haven't already. Make it so they have to get the notifications. And I want regular, repeated reminders. Deport yourself now or else. You know what I mean? Like, just helpful notifications to remind all these illegal aliens, like, hey, you better deport yourself or else. Here's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, and you're seeing, like I was mentioning earlier, there's a whole lot of criticism, maybe, of Pam Bondi that she's one of the first people that got confirmed. She's been up there, and you're not seeing the aggressive, dynamic action we're looking for from her, particularly in this realm. These are ground balls right here. All this stuff going on these campuses and all these professional writers out here, who many of them foreign or actually illegals themselves, they can be picked up on nothing. Their visas ripped up. Their green cards ripped up. You are out of here. People want to see that done now.
Another great news story. This is like a lightning round of all the great news stories going on here today. Some of it, well, and there's more where these came from, of course, but Tulsi Gabbard, director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, per the directive from the president of the United States, as she says, I have revoked security clearances and barred access to classified information for Antony Blinken, Jake Sullivan, Lisa Monaco, Mark Zaid, Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, and others, along with the 51 signers of the Hunter Biden disinformation letter. The president's daily brief is no longer being provided to former President Biden. So look at all the people that had their security clearances revoked. But this really shouldn't be that shocking. I mean, you're not in the job, you shouldn't have the security clearance anymore.
This swamp is so deep and so full of alligators, they have got to start to drain it and do a little poaching. And what you saw them hit the other day, Perkins Coie Law Firm. They have now stripped their security clearance, and I think along with that, the same thing they did to Covington Burling, is that now no part of the executive branch will have any business with them either. So you're trying to make them PNG outcasts to where everyone would just be walking away from them.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we got a few callers on the phone lines. We'll get to your phone calls coming up right after this. It looks like our first caller wants to talk about the seven-finger dirt farmer who was down in Los Angeles on Friday. Did you see John Tester? Oh, of course you did, because it was your tweet that I saw, blaming Kamala Harris for his loss. I mean,
Mr. Seven Fingers.
I don't know if he's been back in Big Sanity, but he sure made his way to Los Angeles very soon after his loss, didn't he? Back right after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Like a lot of states, news coverage in Montana is focused on what happens in the capital, Helena. It's less common to hear news from other areas, especially on the economy and business. And it's least likely of all to hear stories about the economy in the least populated eastern third of our state. That's a challenge for our team at our research center as we head out to Sydney and Miles City for the final leg of our statewide economic outlook tour. Two pieces of more upbeat economic news from those communities may surprise you. One is the quiet rebound in oil production, now approaching levels of 11 years ago before the price bust that ended the Bakken boom. Smaller, hungrier companies have taken advantage of new technologies to revive older wells at lower costs. The second development has not yet arrived. The construction of the 420-mile long high-voltage DC transmission line connecting Gulfstream to North Dakota. The North Plains Connector will support thousands of new jobs. When it rolls forward, it'll be a major economic event. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Fox Rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. The iHeartRadio Music Awards on March 17th will feature performances by Bad Bunny, Billie Eilish, Gracie Abrams, Kenny Chesney, Nelly, and more. LL Cool J will return to host the annual show, which airs live from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. Lee Lady Gaga is set to receive the Innovator Award, Mariah Carey will receive the Icon Award, and Taylor Swift's Eras Tour will be named iHeartRadio's Tour of the Century.
Baby, now!
A long-running copyright lawsuit over Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud could end up being decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Lawyers for Structured Asset Sales, which owns part of the rights to Marvin Gaye's 1973 song, Let's Get It On, have asked the top court to take on the case. This is the second case brought against Sheeran, the first by heirs of Ed Townsend, a co-writer on Let's Get It On, ended in 2023, finding Sheeran did not violate the copyright. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, we just came up with the best idea ever. Best idea ever. See, in a short little break like that. So, John, what are we calling it? The MDT1 app. Is that what we're going to call it?
MDT1.
Oh, MDT1. You're using the wrong mic for the seat.
My God, man. Hit the right button.
You're on mic 2, but you're sitting in the mic 3 seat.
This headset's bad. Right?
That other one's a little wonky there. All right. So I was telling John, there's a Bozeman Daily Chronicle story that came out. This was a few days ago now. This is real. Montana State protest pushes back against federal science and research cuts. So, first off, and callers, bear with me here for a second. Look, the first thing is one thing they're protesting is apparently these universities have been charging enormously high administrative fees. So not only do they get the millions of dollars in the grant money to do the research, and a lot of it's important research money that will continue, right? But then they charge this huge administrative fee to administer the grant. And apparently what these universities all across America have been doing is charging administrative fees way higher than what the private sector or a nonprofit might charge to carry out a federal research grant, right? So why are these universities charging so much more for this, right? But anyway, that's part of it. But the other part is, yeah, some of this stuff should be cut. Like, for example, one of the protesters at MSU that was protesting Doge, protesting Elon Musk, protesting Trump, is an assistant professor by the name of Cascade Tucholsky, who teaches and researches climate change.
Come on, that's not his real name, right? Cascade,
That's his name. That's his name. And so apparently the university asked him not to speak, which I wonder why, because the university's like, dude, don't put a spotlight on the fact that we're pushing this climate alarmist BS here. Because that goes against Montana agriculture, it goes against Montana mining, against Montana energy, against everything, right, to push this alarmism. But anyway, apparently that same guy that I just told you about, in 2023, Tucholsky began leading a multi-institutional study funded by a $3 million grant from the Department of Defense to examine the effects of climate change on agriculture in Africa. And first off, Pete Hegseth is now saying the DOD is not doing the climate change crap. That's not what we're wasting our money on. And so, but anyway, like, yeah, what a waste of money when our military needs to rebuild our military and we're wasting it on climate change in Africa. But John, this is what John and I were talking about during the break. Cascade says that he will probably have to leave Bozeman now.
So, as a result of that. That's a shame.
So, John, we were talking about, you know, I wonder if there's a self-deportation app like the CBP1 app, where if you are a radical left-wing liberal that wants to spend our money to go against our interests, and now you want to leave Montana. So that's where John and I have now come up with the MDT1 app. You know, we'll show you the roads, the weather radar. It'll be just like the MDT road app, but with some other built-in features. We'll connect you with the U-Haul services and everything.
Put that out there right now. Just you saying that right there, you walking it through, I think it's important to step that back up and say that what you said again, Aaron. This is the DOD, the Pentagon, which is supposed to be dedicated to the military, spending how many million dollars? $3 million
yeah.
on agriculture research in Africa that is then being farmed out to this clown here in Montana. Are you effing kidding me? I mean, the American taxpayers just have no bloody idea how badly they are being fleeced.
And then people wonder, why did Bozeman go so far left? Wow, what? Why are there these organized interests in Bozeman that are going against Montana agriculture, that are going against Montana mining, and that are voting for these far-left wackos? Well, there you go. Your taxpayer dollars funding climate change in Africa being funneled to some left-wing activist on the Montana State University campus. All right, let's get into the callers here. Kat in eastern Montana, first up. Kat, good to hear from you.
Well, good morning, gentlemen, and thank you to our veterans. I just realized, Aaron and John, it's been about a year this month I started calling into the show weekly, which is kind of cool. So it's like our anniversary. But I couldn't believe the seven-finger dirt farm fraud made a special appearance on Bill Maher this weekend. I was surprised, Aaron and John, because I thought to myself, self? This guy isn't even close to relevant anymore. But there he was on the Bill Maher show, dumbing it down for us again about why he lost, lying about biomen and women's sports in Montana, and then pretending we care. But I have a message for that seven-fingered dirtbag. Don't even think about coming back into politics, you two-faced turd, because I will bring my screen name back. I will resurrect it and re-expose all the lies, hypocrisy, and destruction you perpetuated. So that is my message this morning. Have a wonderful Tuesday, Montana, God bless.
All right, Kat, good to hear from you. John, you know, it's interesting because I shared that story on our Montana Talks website, and then it went on some radio station, Facebook pages. I was amazed at the feedback and the commentary that story generated. You know, you shared the video from Bill Maher's program with John Tester blaming Kamala Harris for his loss. Like, you can go on the Country Station Facebook page. You can go on you know, all these other social media sites. And everybody, it's amazing how many people that, like that triggered, and they are saying, John, we didn't vote against you because of her. We voted against you because of you and your bad policies. But here he was pretending to be a moderate again. And she's right. He lied about transgender sports in Montana.
Well, the beauty of that was, is Tester was the first guy to come out that I saw and really just point his dirty seven fingers right at Kamala Harris and say how badly she performed. And see, that is being whispered out there in Democrat circles, but none of them really want to come out and say it. They just want to blame Donald Trump and all that because they want to keep on with their lunacy, so they don't want to blame their candidate. But that was the beauty of that he took the dirty finger and pointed it right at Kamala.
Yeah. He blamed her for his loss, because in reality, if he actually was a real moderate and had done something on the Keystone Pipeline and stood up for women's sports and stood up against the craziness and actually worked to secure our southern border and called out Biden over the invasion, he might have been able to pull it off. But he was just as far left as she was the entire time. And then, of course, first thing he does is go down to see his liberal buddies in Hollywood. He's not in Big Sandy.
Well, you know, having Trump on the ballot probably netted him. I mean, probably netted Sheehy some points, probably even 4 or 5 points maybe. But I still think he would have lost, you know, if Tester would have lost anyway, just because he was so bad. He was voting with Biden every single time.
Yeah, and people had just seen through his Adam Schiff. You know, on Friday night, I had the honor of speaking at the Dawson County Lincoln Reagan Dinner in Glendive, and I actually shared a really interesting story from my friend Evan Wilson, a prominent pollster. He's from Montana, and he's got Peak Insights as the polling firm he's a part of, so he's a prominent national pollster, but he's from Montana, and he shared an incredible story out of Great Falls. I'll share that with you guys here in just a second as well, because it ties in with what John and I are talking about, that the voters had just finally seen through all of John Tester's Adam Schiff. And no matter what he said, no matter what the fake news media said to make him look good, nobody was buying it because they had just finally seen through all of his Adam Schiff. Back into the phone lines we go first, though. Let's go to Thomas in Billings. Tom, what's going on? Tom, are you there? Going once. Going to, okay, I'm not hearing Tom. All right, that's all right. Let's see. Let's sneak on. Oh, that was the wrong phone. Okay, all right. No, that was the right phone line. Unless you gave me their, oh, you marked both phone numbers, both guys being on line three. Okay, so the mighty Human Z, we dropped you there. So I apologize. Okay, looks like we've got Thomas on line two. All right, there we go. Thomas, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. My question is, Letitia James is just an AG for a state. Why does she have top clearance? Other than promoting herself that she's going to put Trump in jail and stuff like that. I mean, no other AG has top clearance. My buddy Austin, he doesn't have top clearance. So why does Letitia James get top clearance?
DA Alvin Bragg, yeah.
All she wanted to do is put Trump in jail. She's a liberal. She hates it. And I would love Human Z to comment on this.
Yeah, we'll have to get the Human Z to call back in because we thought that nobody was on that phone line, but we just got the phone line numbers switched around there. But that's all right. Yeah, Tom, great to hear from you. All right, John, when he said, "I want somebody to tell me why Letitia James had a security clearance and Alvin Bragg had a security clearance," you've been here raising your hand, so give us the answer there.
I'm back here in the classroom with my hand raised up. Yes, I know the answer to that question, Tom, and that's because the dirty, rotten crooks in the Biden regime and in Merrick Garland's DOJ were absolutely 100% coordinating their efforts to go get their political opposition, that being Donald Trump, through these local and state DAs. They had to have, as they shared all this intel with them, that's why they gave them these security clearances.
But they could have still shared information with them. There's ways you can share information without giving somebody a full-blown security clearance, right? So again, why do all these people need all these security clearances? It's so absurd. And why does Joe Biden need to be getting classified information? In fact, there's
people wouldn't even know he's getting it to begin with.
Well, and how likely is it that it could end up in the hands of the communist Chinese based off what we've already seen from Joe Biden?
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Let's see, he's now back on the phone lines. Yeah, the mighty Human Z, sorry we hung up on you. I was told that the other guy was on line three, but you were on line three, but either way, he knew to call right back in. What's going on, Z?
Oh, my God, where to begin? Look, I was going to call originally talk about for $12,000, I could lead the KISS Army for Gene Simmons for a day and be his assistant for John Fenichek. We've got to do that. But I'm going to talk about something else. Remember Tim Conway and Carol Burnett with Mr. Tugboat and Mrs. O'Regan, right? And so Mrs. O'Regan there, he had to fire Mrs. O'Regan because it had cascades all day. My gosh, what a name. These people have the weirdest names. What is going on in Montana? Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, the mighty Human Z. John, you got to interpret for me there. You got,
he went deep on that Carol Burnett reference right there.
when I was a kid in the 80s, if there was a Carol Burnett show on, I was probably taking a nap. So
But I mean, he's right. But like we were just laughing a minute ago when you said that guy's name, Cascade. It's like he was born to Sonny and Cher or something. They named him Sunshine or, you know, Breeze or something. Like, I mean, you can always, it's like you almost set your kid's future by giving him one of these wacko names.
Well, you know, it's like, look, when it comes to some of these federal job cuts, look, I know some of the cabinet members had been pushing back on Elon Musk and Doge and saying, hey, and Trump is letting the cabinet members make the final call on some of these, because some of these federal workers are good workers and and we're going to need them, and we're going to need some of these jobs. But a lot of these, you know, maybe they were seasonal worker jobs that got turned into full-time jobs in the last few years. But the bottom line is we're running a $2 trillion deficit right now. We're $36 trillion in debt. Elon Musk and Doge are trying to save this country. We are on the brink of bankruptcy, and so something has to be done. And so, but when it comes to this guy who's pushing the radical climate alarmist agenda and using our federal taxpayers to do so, I mean, give me a break. That is the easiest thing to cut right there. The Department of Defense studying climate change? Like, give me a break. They've got to be defending this country. We've got to be rebuilding our military right now, not funding some left-wing professor's climate alarmist agenda.
I heard you earlier on with Troy Downing, and they were talking about the budget and the CR and all that. And that's the thing. Right now, all we have heard for 20 years from Republicans is, we'll get them next time, guys. We'll get them next time. And right now, we do have a different piece in the mix right now, and that is Elon Musk and Doge. And they are not done with their work. They have got a, you know, quite a bit more to do. And what we expect to see in reconciliation is all of Elon's fines put into, codified into the budget and cut permanently under law. Hello, all of you congressional Republicans out there, up there in D.C., if you think you're going to pull that over on us next time, it's not going to happen. You either do what you said you were going to do here in the summer, or there's going to be a problem.
Well, and I think Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are going to make sure that they do what they said they're going to do, too. So that's key. I think that's what ultimately is finally uniting congressional Republicans who've been so divided in the last session in particular. Next up on the phone lines, we've got John in Great Falls listening to KINX. John, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Aaron and John.
Morning.
And after listening to John's comments, we could go all day, but I digress. I'm all for the MDT One app. And Pat, you keep going on old Seven Fingers. You're doing a great job. But what I called in for is security clearances. So was Biden just handing out security clearances like they were candy? I mean, what about Soros? Has he got a security clearance somewhere along the line that needs to be dropped?
Probably.
What about Larry Fink from BlackRock? And I had one other, but I forgot what it was. But I mean, it's past time that this government gets cleaned up, and I'm glad to see that it's going. And I love to hear these left wingers just lose their minds over this, because, you know, what are we going to leave our kids and grandkids if we don't do something right now? You know, and I mean, there's been enough corruption and graft in this government, and that's where it all starts.
Well, that's why you got to wonder about some of these people.
I'd like to hear your comments on that.
Yeah, what he just said there, John, thanks for the call. John Jackson, what he just said there about what are we going to leave for our kids and our grandkids? I mentioned the polling numbers, the approval numbers on Friday night when I was in Glendive that Charlie Kirk had shared. 60%, so 18 to 39-year-olds, 60% approve what Donald Trump is doing right now. 65 and up crowd, it's only like 45%. Okay, so if you're not part of that 45%, do you even care what you leave for the next generation, or are you just going to live it up and just live the good life? And at least John there cares about what we leave for the next generation. And if we don't do something, we are in danger of losing this country.
That's a very interesting poll and stat, because as you always see, older folks tend to be more conservative than the younger crowd. So I wonder what is forming that opinion among that age group. Be interesting to know.
Well, and back to his point, what a brilliant point is, like, hey, in addition to the list that was just outlined by Tulsi Gabbard about all of the people that are no longer, you know, having security clearances, I'll bet you there are thousands of people that still have security clearances right now that should not have them. We need to protect the classified information. Like, at least I know back in the day when I was serving in the military, if you had a top secret clearance, you would typically need to be in a specific slot. You would need to be in a current assignment that necessitated a need for having that clearance. And Then if you move to another job and it that job does not require that clearance, you don't necessarily get to keep that clearance. So why are all these people getting access to classified information, especially when we've seen what Mayorkas and the rest of them did with that information?
Well, as you know, what it's used to monetize, that security clearance is monetized out there in the private sector. Yeah. That's how it always was.
Because you can go get a contract job, make six figures just because you have a security clearance.
But in the Donald Trump era, post-2016, that security clearance was used by all these retired bad actors out here to get access to classified information and leak it. That's what they were using it for. That's why all these people got to get cut off.
Or under the guise of having access to classified information, you claimed that something was happening that wasn't actually happening. You straight up lied to the American people and you lied to the media to justify the phony Russia collusion hoax.
Adam Schiff. That's right. Adam Schiff did that exact thing. Yep.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. If you want to jump in on the conversation here, John's going to stick around for the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. He mentioned Larry Fink. Larry Fink is the CEO of BlackRock, which takes me back to a story that, John, you mentioned during the break. The DailyCaller.com has a story about the newly elected Canadian Liberal Party leader who is now being positioned to succeed Justin Trudeau as Prime Minister of Canada. Mark Carney is his name. Beady little eyes. Mark Carney.
Carney.
Beady little eyes. Anyway, the Daily Caller says Canada trades Trudeau for another Trudeau. That's how they're saying. That's what they're saying about this Carney with his beady little eyes.
Just this morning, I just showed you at the break. This tariff stuff is really getting heated up with Canada. Now, we already saw Mexico bent the knee, did a deal with Trump. No tariffs on them. But Canada, because there are a bunch of communists up there, want to stand up and have this. And just this morning, Trump is saying he is going to take tariffs on Canada on aluminum and steel to 50%. And I'm telling you, Aaron, I saw the chart the other day. We import like 1-point-something% of our goods from Canada, whereas they import, it's up in the 20 percentile of all of their stuff from us. They are going to get crushed behind this. But you know what? They want to F around, and they're going to find out here pretty quick.
Well, and that's what I think. I think Carney thinks that if they step up this fight against President Trump, that it'll help them in the polls with the people. But it's certainly not going to help them in the long run at all. But yeah, Mark Morano is the head of Climate Depot and the author of The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. He says that this Mark Carney is the worst case scenario for Canadians. He told the Daily Caller News Foundation about how Carney would basically double down on the green agenda. He'd hammer consumers and, you know, he is Justin Trudeau 2.0, a power player that supports corporate government collusion, even comparing him to BlackRock CEO Larry Fink in terms of power, expertise, connections, and ability, etc. So, yeah, so this would be like doubling down on the failed Trudeau regime in Canada if they move forward with beady little eyes, Carney.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I don't like what they're doing to Elon Musk. I think it is, between the death threats and now attacking his businesses and targeting him and threatening him. And what has he really done? I mean, just look objectively. He supports Donald Trump. That's strike one. Now, you can't support Donald Trump, and he advocated, he planted himself in Pennsylvania, spent money to help Donald Trump get elected. Okay, I'm grateful that he did, because I think his efforts paid off big time. He's identifying, you know, tens, what will soon be hundreds and hundreds of billions in waste, fraud, abuse, and corruption. We as conservatives have wanted this for decades. We've not gotten it. And the left is melting down.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Look, this country was founded on freedom. Freedom from a country that forced us to buy overpriced tea and then trying to blockade us when we dumped their tea into the ocean. How'd that work out? Well, it's time to throw your overpriced big wireless contract overboard as well. Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, my cell phone company, says no to inflated prices. With a qualifying plan, you can choose an iPhone 14 or a Samsung Galaxy for $0. And yes, this is for premium service on America's most dependable 5G network. Get your iPhone 14, Samsung Galaxy, $0 qualifying plan by dialing #250. Say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. No hassle, no gimmicks, just honest to goodness wireless price right. #250, keyword save now. Claim your new iPhone or Galaxy with a qualifying purchase from Pure Talk, which is America's wireless company. Visit puretalk.com for details.
Fox Rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. The iHeartRadio Music Awards on March 17th will feature performances by Bad Bunny, Billie Eilish, Gracie Abrams, Kenny Chesney, Nelly, and more. LL Cool J will return to host the annual show, which airs live from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. Lady Gaga is set to receive the Innovator Award, Mariah Carey will receive the Icon Award, and Taylor Swift's Eras Tour will be named iHeartRadio's Tour of the Century.
Baby, now.
A long-running copyright lawsuit over Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud could end up being decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Lawyers for Structured Asset Sales, which owns part of the rights to Marvin Gaye's 1973 song, Let's Get It On, have asked the top court to take on the case. This is the second case brought against Sheeran, the first by heirs of Ed Townsend, a co-writer on Let's Get It On, ended in 2023, finding Sheeran did not violate the copyright. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Are the...
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh man, now I gotta see if I can play that clip here for our listeners, because John was like, "Where are you getting the beady little eyes thing from?" And I'm like, "I'm pretty sure it's the Austin Powers reference. I think Austin Powers like small hands, beady little eyes." But I didn't hear it in this clip here. But I think if there was a longer version, I think it's from the Austin Powers movie. I think so. Caden's too young even for Austin Powers. He hasn't even seen the Austin Powers movies. So one day, John, we'll get a whole list of movies for Caden to watch, and we'll just line them up for the whole weekend, and he can feel like a couple of old guys like you and I.
I got running shoes older than that boy, I'm telling you.
He's doing a great job, though, yeah. You haven't seen Forrest Gump either? He hasn't seen Forrest Gump.
Oh, man.
Okay.
He doesn't get any of our Black Panther Party references.
I know, I know. So, Caden, two movies that you have to watch at some point, Forrest Gump, and then you've also got to watch Good Morning Vietnam. That's the two movies I would say. If you only watch these two movies, Forrest Gump and Good Morning Vietnam, and then you can just spend a week watching Adam Sandler movies. That's all you got to do. What would your two movies be?
Well, as a radio guy, you were talking about Good Morning Vietnam. He's got to watch Private Parts, Howard Stern.
Oh, see, I mean, I've never watched that. But see, I've never been a Howard Stern fan, so.
NBC. Well,
that's why I didn't know that reference. Yeah. We kept making fun of all the COVID propaganda and other reports from NBC Montana, and John would always say, NBC Montana. And I was like, John, why do you always do that? And he's like, oh, you didn't watch that Howard Stern clip? And oh, man, then I found out what the reference was, and I was like, oh, for Pete's sake, I can't tell the listeners about this one.
Yeah, play that clip on the radio.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, we'll have some people clutching pearls over that one. Although, you know, actually, they'd probably just laugh. They'd probably think it was pretty
I don't think
funny.
They use any cursing, actually, in that scene. I don't think they do.
Oh, maybe not. It's just very vulgar, though, that's
oh,
for sure.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like a Bernie Sanders rally. Holy cow. Oh, did you see the Bernie Sanders rally?
Oh, that is so blasphemous.
So I have the audio because Jesse Waters, people need to hear it, I think. So I'm going to play it in the next hour of the show. Basically, you had this transgender singer just basically saying just some of the most awful stuff and talking about God, basically blaspheming God. in a sickening sexual way at a public rally with a United States Senator, Bernie Sanders. That's what the modern-day Democrat Party is turning into right now. Absolutely crazy for those who haven't seen that. All right, here was the Austin Powers quote. It doesn't have the beady little eyes in this part, but this is what we were laughing about earlier, especially since, you know, there's some young guys like Caden that are listening to the show right now.
Only two things scare me, and one is nuclear war.
What's the other?
Excuse me?
What's the other thing that scares you?
Carnies.
What?
Circus folk. Nomads, you know. Smell like cabbage. Small hands.
I thought he said, I think after that he says, beady little eyes or something. But yeah, there you go.
Smell like cabbage.
Mark Carney. The, you know, Canada trades Trudeau for another Trudeau. Oh, man. I had like 20 different serious topics to cover this morning, and now I can't figure out which ones we were going to cover.
Let me ask you a question. What's your over and under on the time frame it's going to take Canada to bend the knee?
When they will finally figure it out? Yeah, good question. Good question. What Donald Trump is really working to do here, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, I thought she really pointed out. So we basically had a 0%, our farmers basically had a 0% trade deficit at the end of Trump's first term. Now, thanks to Joe Biden and John Tester, the Biden administration racked up a $49 billion trade deficit that triggered 30% surge in farm costs. And that's the big picture. Donald Trump is trying to put American farmers first once again. All right, John, stick around for the 9 o'clock hour.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Like a lot of states, news coverage in Montana is focused on what happens in the capital, Helena. It's less common to hear news from other areas, especially on the economy and business. And it's least likely of all to hear stories about the economy in the least populated eastern third of our state. That's a challenge for our team at our research center as we head out to Sydney and Miles City for the final leg of our statewide economic outlook tour. Two pieces of more upbeat economic news from those communities may surprise you. One is the quiet rebound in oil production, now approaching levels of 11 years ago before the price bust that ended the Bakken boom. Smaller, hungrier companies have taken advantage of new technologies to revive older wells at lower costs. The second development has not yet arrived. The construction of the 420-mile long high-voltage DC transmission line connecting Gulfstream to North Dakota. The North Plains Connector will support thousands of new jobs. When it rolls forward, it will be a major economic event. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.